But here we go.
No pressure.
All right. This is 265 days a year. Who said it?
Now you know that's Portia.
You think that was an honest mistake, or what was good with that?
Oh, my little friend, she is so sweet and so beautiful. But sometimes Miss Portia just don't remember all the things she needs to, you know. But she's a sweet girl. I love her.
Next quote, I will drag you.
Oh, that's Candy.
Uh-huh.
That's my road dog.
She told us it wasn't the first time she said that. As one of her besties, have you witnessed a dragging?
Well, you know what? Me and Candy were just out this weekend in L.A., you know, because it was her birthday, and, you know, a chick threw a leg over the couch at the club we were at, and so I conveniently threw a leg off the couch.
Oh.
And so,
so you know
so
how
the chick,
drag,
like,
too.
Yeah, you know, don't try me, but I will take off the Southern Belle and repent later.
Amen.
But, so, yeah, so Candy, the girl said something, so we both jumped up, and so it was interesting.
Wow.
They were like, I know y'all better sit down.
y'all lucky that didn't get on camera.
The dragging divas. Okay, next quote. Who gonna check me, boo?
Now, you know that's Sheree.
Anything on the rumors about her returning to the show?
I think it's just a rumor.
Okay.
Cricket.
Next one. Close your legs to marry men.
Nene, Lanethia Johnson Leaks.
That was her. Now, this one is the one that Benzino and Candy got wrong. So, we don't spend money to get motivated.
Oh, I do remember who said that. Oh, man,
Uh-oh.
Who said that?
Uh-oh.
Oh, no.
Give it the context, Brittany.
They were seeing Portia's new house.
Oh, Nene.
Thasia, that was you.
Oh, Jesus, Lord. Lord, I was like, who? Okay, well, I got my own self wrong. Right, because I was sitting there like, this sounds so familiar to me. Yeah, because that is something I would say. But why would you give me my own quote?
Because
no,
it's one
fair.
That got wrong. I thought it would be easy for you.
Well, because I'm thinking it's only other people and not me. So I was like, I know you're not going to give me my own quote.
Well, you know, you're still doing pretty well. Last quote. It's more of a question. Which husband, they did the special last week, which husband said that besides his wife, that Portia is the hottest wife first, second, and third?
Wow.
I didn't watch it, so I have no idea.
It was Todd.
I was coming.
Wow.
Oh, dang. Okay.
Are you trying to get her best in trouble?
Not at all. Not at all.
No, no, no.
It's all good.
Dang.
Best Part Morning Show, you got a question for Ms. Phaedra?
Yes, first of all, I just wanted to say that I'm so proud to see a successful black woman. I love Phaedra. I wanted to know, Phaedra, if you didn't do law or, you know, the mortician stuff, what would you have done with your life?
Well, you know, initially I thought that I would be a politician. I always wanted to be in politics. So when I went to law school, it was really to become a politician. I love politics. I'm very active here in the state of Georgia. I've been president of our minority bar here in Georgia. I've sat on the board of most of the bars here. And I sit on the board of my university. So I love politics. I really love to, you know, help the community and help women because I was the person that people helped, you know. So I always like to give back. So politics is what I would do probably if I didn't do this.
Excellent. Very well said. That's why I like you so much. Keep doing what you're doing.
Thank you so much.
Russ Paul Morning Show, you got a question for Ms. Phaedra?
I sure do.
Hello, darling.
Hi, how are you? My name is Markeisha. I'm from Clinton, Maryland. First of all, it's such a pleasure to speak with you. I'm actually just about to start law school to go
all
into
right.
entertainment law, so I'm so excited about that.
Okay, now.
So my question is, like, how do you view the entertainment industry for women, and, you know, how was your experience?
Well, to be very honest, you know, I've been practicing law now for 15 years. Long story short, when I began practicing law, there were really not a substantial amount of women in particular or people of color practicing entertainment law. It was really a large concentration of Jewish lawyers at that time, and it seemed like they weren't allowing people in. Thankfully, I was able to get into some great deals because people thought I was good at what I did. And by just really working hard and finding a niche that other people didn't want to do, it afforded me the opportunity to do what I loved. So, you know, originally I definitely did not want to be an entertainment lawyer. I always wanted to be the insurance commissioner. But, you know, I think God really had that plan for me because he, you know, people said, wow, you're so good at it. But that was not what I wanted to do. But I just found a niche. And, you know, the clientele that I represented were the guys that no one else wanted. The very, you know, problemed rappers, problemed athletes, and people that had gotten into a lot of legal issues. And so I made that my niche. And I said, I'm going to take that negative and make it a positive and turn them all into millionaires.
That's what's up. All right, we're going to take another
That's
call.
Great.
Good morning. Hello. You're on with Miss Phaedra.
Hey, Miss Phaedra. How you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
Good, good. Hello, crew.
How you doing?
Good morning.
I wanted to add a question. How has your celebrity affected you, like, positively and negatively in terms of you being an attorney?
Well, I mean, I was an attorney decades before I was what I guess you would call a celebrity. People that have really followed my career, I've always practiced entertainment law for the majority of my career. And so prior to doing The Real Housewives of Atlanta, I produced TV shows. I did Tiny and Toy. I did Judge shows. And so I was somewhat in the industry prior to going on air as on-air personality. So really, it did not affect my legal career at all because I had really a solid base before I got on television.
Tweet, tweet.
We got a tweet from Ms. Phaedra from @LBluro says, how do you feel about gun control?
Well, under the Constitution, everyone has the right to bear arms. And so I have a gun. So, you know, but I feel like there definitely needs to be some background checks. I think it needs to be a lot of security measures so that guns don't get in the wrong hands. But at the end of the day, I think people have the right to bear arms.
Good morning, you're on with Phaedra.
Hey, how you doing, Phaedra?
I'm good. How are you, sweetheart?
All right. You know, just calling, you know, I like the show, but you know, you're one of my favorite people on the show. I like how you carried and everything. And just keep doing your thing. You know, I ain't got much else calling and, you know, say hi. And you cool with Porsche, right?
Oh, most definitely.
Oh, here he goes.
Somebody tripping.
No,
we're
I'm
not
just
doing
saying,
this
though,
today.
You know, like,
we're not doing
what?
It.
What? Y'all stop hating, Brittany.
We're not
just,
doing
you're
it.
You're just jealous. You're
we're
jealous,
not doing
Brittany.
It.
You're jealous. All right, y'all have a good day, man. I got
have a good day.
All right,
man.
Roll
hating, man.
What was he saying? What did y'all think he was doing?
No, he's a regular caller. He calls
trying to get you
day.
To set him up with Porsche.
Yeah, somebody.
Don't nobody want him.
Oh, Lord. Okay. I was like, what? Wow, that went
don't
left.
Nobody want him.
Here we go. We're going to take another call. Hello, you're on with Miss Phaedra.
Hi, Miss Phaedra. How are
Good
you?
Good morning. Good morning, beautiful. How are you?
I am awesome. I just want to say that you are my favorite housewife.
Thank you
so
much.
Out of all the housewives, I watch every one of them, but you are my absolute favorite.
Oh, my
gosh.
Wow, that's a lot.
Thank you so very much.
You're
so
very
which,
well.
Which franchise is your favorite?
I have to say my favorite is Jersey, just because
Jersey.
They are off the hook, but you're absolutely my favorite.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
My quick question is, are you done practicing law, and are you
no.
full-time doing your funeral business, or are you still practicing law?
Well, I practice law every day of the week. Fortunately, the great thing about funerals is that the preparation usually takes place during the middle of the night, and funerals for people of color normally take place on Thursday, Fridays, and Saturdays, mm-hmm. the majority of them. And so the firm that I work with, we usually do our embalming after hours, so about 12 midnight to about 4 in the morning, and we, you know, prepare the bodies and all. And so I can do both jobs seamlessly.
That's what's up. We're going to take one more call. Good morning, y'all. With Miss Phaedra.
Hey, Phaedra.
How you doing?
Hey, beautiful. How are you?
Wonderful. I love you so much. Like, I don't
I
miss
love
episode.
You more.
But oh, what so I want to know is, with all the chaos that's been circulating with Apollo and Kenya, how were you able to handle that? Because personally, I think I would have yoked both of them up.
Well, but this is the thing. It's TV, so I can't say much more than that, but it is TV. So TV is for entertainment. And so a lot of times, what you guys are seeing, it's TV. I have to say that again.
It's TV. We're talking about TV.
Yeah, we're talking about TV. And so the text thing, that happened in 2012. But some people don't have a storyline, and so they have to ride off what they have because they don't really have a job. And, you know, I have many jobs. So I have stuff I can talk about because I actually do things all day. I'm not shopping and hoping and praying for some money. I'm going and getting it every day. Mm-hmm. So that's the difference between some of, you know, me and Candy and some of the other, and Nene as well, and some of the other people on our show sometimes. And so it's TV, and, you know, at the end of the day, I have jobs, and I'm never going to do anything to affect my careers because I do have something to land on. I'm not putting all my money in a TV show.
That's what's up.
So I have tons of questions for you. Will you set up Candy and Todd, your little matchmaker? Would you set up Portia?
Most definitely. I surely would.
You have anything
in mind? Portia's a good girl. I don't have anyone in mind yet, but I mean, if the perfect guy comes along, because it's not like I'm just out there with, my glasses all looking for men for other people. I definitely like to, if I find someone that I feel is right for someone, I like to make that connection.
You have a book out, The Secrets of a Southern Belle. Will you and Apollo be trying for a Southern Belle?
Oh, no.
No?
Not with this uterus, child. No, ma'am.
No more babies at all?
I mean, the thing is pregnancy is so hard on your body. Mm-hmm. And I'm a very small person. And so both of my children have been huge babies. So both of my boys were, Aiden was like 22.5 mm-hmm. inches. And
oh my goodness. And
the little baby was 21 and a half inches. And so I'm only on a good day 5'1". Mm. And so it's just a lot. And so I don't think I want to do it again. I mean, it's
understandable.
The experience is the most powerful experience in the world, and I wouldn't trade it for anything.
Yeah.
But pregnancy takes so long, and I mean, it's just a very long process, you know?
We understand that. We said earlier you're a matchmaker. How did you and Apollo meet?
On I-285, honey.
I got in an accident.
For real?
No, I was in college, and I was coming home from school. And he was, you know, that's pre-cell phones, pre-Instagram, all of that stuff. So we were just stuck in Atlanta traffic. And,
that is,
you know,
so
he was
cute.
Like waving me down. And I was like, oh, my God, my mom told me about crazy people waving me down. He's probably like an axe murder or something.
Oh,
so
no.
I kept driving. And in my mind, I was like, well, if we get to the next exit and he's still there, you know, maybe I'll speak to him. If he gets off on my exit, maybe I'll, you know. And so mm-hmm. Every criteria, he met it. And so I was like, okay.
Okay.
All right. And so the rest is sort of history now.
Oh, all wow. right. With a lot of people, you know, being naked on Instagram, girls getting famous off of sex tapes, how can you motivate women to try to take your route and earn your stripes instead of just, you know, being all ratchet and getting famous that way?
Well, I mean, I don't think fame should ever be the objective of any woman because fame doesn't come with any wealth. I mean, it's easy to be famous, but it's a different story to be wealthy.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not talking about being rich. I'm talking about being wealthy because there's a difference between rich and wealthy. Rich means I have just enough. Wealthy says I have an overflow and abundance for the next generation.
Amen.
So I'm not trying to be rich. I'm trying to be wealthy because I want not only my kids, but their kids and their children to be set up. So I'm thinking beyond myself to 5 and 6 generations behind me or, you know, coming forward. And you know, I think that's what sometimes we as people of color are mm-hmm. missing. I mean, you know, and I don't want to get too biblical, but
it's okay.
The Bible says it's a good man that leaves an inheritance for his son.
Amen.
You know, so I'm trying to leave an inheritance. I'm, mm-hmm. When I leave, I'm trying to leave some jobs. I'm trying to leave some pathways for other people to move forward, you know, and they don't have to be blood relatives. They just have to want to get it. And so I think everything we should do should, in the back of my mind, we should be saying, how am I opening the door for somebody else?
And you are
opening the door for us.
You are opening plenty of doors. We're so proud of you, Ms. Phaedra. More Phaedra coming up. Stay tuned right here at Russ Carr Morning Show.